Airlift Northwest has performed more than 200 mid-air blood transfusions in the Pacific Northwest. But just last week, the nonprofit service did its first in Alaska. The patient was at Juneau's Bartlett Regional Hospital. Chris Martin is the executive director of Airlift Northwest.
I mean, we've had patients that we really don't think would have survived had we not had blood on our aircraft. So for us and for a lot of patients, it's been life-changing.
Their aircraft only carried regular IV fluid before. Now each aircraft carries 2 units of O-negative blood, the universal blood type, and 2 units of plasma.
You give somebody just regular fluids, it doesn't have the oxygen carrying capacity like blood does, like blood and plasma do. Plus it doesn't have anything in it to help the body clot, which blood and plasma have. So it's all about clotting and it's all about oxygenation.
She says military trauma medicine has encouraged this change in practice. Other medevac operators in Alaska, such as Life Med, also perform transfusions. But they don't carry their own blood on the planes at all times. Instead, they pick up the blood from the hospital every time a patient would require it. Airlift's blood and plasma are transported from Seattle to Juneau and exchanged twice a week. Airlift partnered with Alaska Airlines to do this. If the blood is not used in a few days, it is sent back to Seattle to Harborview Hospital's trauma center, where someone is likely to need it. Brendan Nelson is Airlift's chief flight nurse.
And what that does is not allow the blood to go to waste. So it gets put back into the system to be used by the hospital at Harborview at the trauma center.
Martin says Airlift will spend $35,000 a year to transport those fluids. Airlift is affiliated with the University of Washington's medical program, which also operates Seattle's Harborview Medical Center. In Wrangell, I'm June Loeffler.